Kasi ama bana.
Omena ni so.
Omena!
Sisi ni omena na ugali.
Kitu imekufa.
Iko na ugali.
Kitu inaangalia mtu akikula unauzamia. Omena si ni tududu.
Yeah. Omena watoto wa samaki hata wajakuwa samaki.
Omena hata huwa fish. Mtu ana nyamba tu kwa maji zina float. Omena.
OMENES. Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omena. Friends of Omena podcast. Good morning, Nairobi. Welcome to the Omenad's Drive, where your commute is about to get 100% more entertaining and 0% productive. We're here to distract you from your responsibilities with the juiciest gossip, questionable life hacks, and enough random facts to make you sound like the smartest person in the room. Until you actually speak. Where we talk about real-life struggles with a kind of honesty that might get us disowned. Today's hot topic: why are adult friendships harder than a KRA tax return? Buckle up, it's about to get weird. What's up, nerds? It's me, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, Lorizzy F Baby, and the F is for... friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Back again with another episode where I overshare my innermost thoughts and call it content. Welcome! I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you haven't seen your bestie in months, just know you two are officially in a long-distance relationship, okay? Visa applications loading and everything. Okay, let's be real. Adult friendships are low-key a scam. But for real, nobody warns you that once you hit 25, your friendships start operating like a government office. Slow, confusing, and requiring at least 3 follow-ups before you see any results.
Hello?
I swear, people don't even break up friendships anymore. They just kind of fade away. One day, you're at your bestie's birthday doing tequila shots. 2 months later, you're seeing their engagement photos on Instagram with a caption, "He asked, I said yes," heart emoji. And you're like, "Asked who? Said yes to what? Allah, sisi ya tukusikia?
Allah! Allah! Allah!"
And don't get me started on planning meetups. You will set a date, create a WhatsApp group, pick a restaurant, only for what we'll kusema. Guys, let's reschedule at the last minute. And then boom, it's 2027 and you haven't seen each other since the pandemic. And you're just all you're doing is just responding to the IG stories with "Twende, twende," knowing very well I'm Wendy man. But to be fair, it's not just ghosting. It's life. As in, you genuinely want to meet up, but your friends are parents now and they have a tight schedule. You can't even wiggle in there. Another one moved to Sijui Lokichogi or Sijui Siokima or wherever, and suddenly you have to plan a road trip in order to see them. Your work schedule has you in meetings from Monday to forever. And by the time the weekend comes, you're choosing between going out and sleeping. And sleep is gonna win every time. And sometimes it's just the energy. You honestly don't have it. You finally have a free evening, lakini when your friend texts you, "Plan?" you just stare at that message. Like, do I have the social battery for this? Because let's be honest, after a full day of pretending to be a functional adult at work, do I have the strength to leave my house? To like put on an outfit? Ama tu niweke Netflix, I order in some food, alafu niseme, "Situpatane next week." And listen, even though we're struggling, we'll still make it work somehow. It might take 6 months, 12 reschedules, and 1 guilt trip. But eventually, you will link up. And when you do, you're going to sit there looking at each other going, "See, we should do this more often." Knowing very well you won't.
I wish if this can happen each and every after 2 weeks or monthly. Yeah.
You're listening to the podcast. Omena. Friends of Omenad's podcast.
Have you recently found yourself thinking, I should text so-and-so and then not doing it for 3 months? Do you have a friend whose last message to you was, "Ha ha ha ha, we need to catch up," but that was in 2022? Introducing Toti ya Rafiki TM, the revolutionary new service that reminds you to check in on your friends before they start referring to you as "that one friend I used to talk to." With Toti ya Rafiki, you'll receive expertly timed nudges like, "Buddha, You do know friendships require maintenance, right? That meme you just sent? Not a replacement for actual communication, okay? They checked in on you last time. It's your turn now. And if you still don't respond, don't worry. We'll escalate to phase two. Haunting your dreams with the sound of your friend's laughter from better days. Act now. Sign up for Sauti ya Rafiki TM today. Because if you wait much longer, you'll be the one getting checked up on via an invite to their wedding. Nata ukujua ulikuwa na watu.
You know, I've been singing along to this song without knowing what it's about for so long. I only found the translation the other day, or I only thought to look up the translation the other day. Seems like a simpler time back then. She's talking about bumping into someone at the granary after fetching water from the river. Imagine that. Meanwhile, many of us are facing a real struggle making new friends as adults. As a kid, you'd see a bunch of kids playing wherever, walk up to them and be like, "Hey, can I play?" And boom, you've got a new bestie. Simple, quick, easy. But now you have no clue how people make new friends, especially adults. As adults, like, "Hey, look, what am I supposed to say? We share the same trauma responses, wanna be friends? Hey, we've experienced the same messed up romantic partner, wanna go hiking? We have the same deep-rooted parental issues, wanna go out for drinks? How exactly do you broach the subject without feeling like an awkward loser?" I mean, I'm team shoot you short in whatever capacity or context, but my God, it's embarrassing. Being perceived is a lot to deal with sometimes. And I think that's one of the reasons many people fail in making connections. Like, I remember seeing a post a while back from someone on Twitter who was like, "Do your job and go home. You don't have to talk to those people." And while I do agree with the notion that work is work and you should maintain certain social boundaries, I think it's disingenuous to say that you can make friends at work. You can make friends anywhere, literally, like honestly. You spend so much time at work with the same people, day in, day out, many of whom you see more than like your partner or your family. And to say that you can't be friends with anyone at work, with anyone you work with, is actually crazy. Like, boundaries are great, don't get me wrong, but let's calm down with such declarations. Maybe they just hated their job, but like, even then, you can usually find one person at that job to hate that job with, you know? And the way we're so chronically online these days, as in, there should be apps for people who are trying to make new friends as adults, like Tinder without the sex. We could call it something like Form, and it would be for people who want to be out and about but don't want to go to like a gig, a concert, a show, a movie, or whatever alone. We could call it Friends with No Benefits, because it'll literally be Tinder without the sex. If anyone wants to fund my startup idea, seriously, like, please reach out at hello@omenerds.com or omenerdspodcast@gmail.com. And now, live from the Nairobi pavement, our man on the ground weighs in.
Hey, wale wako single na nani tunasikia aje? Tunashiva.
Kwa mfuko ndo nyamaze.
My rhymes, my rhymes, my rhymes. Kwa jina ni Raza, kiko
My favorite thing about Ratatat as a rapper is how much she didn't give a f*** about her rhyme scheme. Which is such an important lesson to carry in life. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, when you finally do manage to set up a meetup with your friends, you know how it is. It's a Google Calendar invite. As in, we're all at this stage in your lives. It's fine. You want to catch up? Cool. How's 3 weeks from now? I literally have to put it in my calendar because if I don't... No, seriously. Have you ever tried to plan a spontaneous lunch with someone you just bumped into and haven't seen in a while? You will both pull up your calendars and realize just how much stuff you have going on the regular. It's like a baptism, graduation, wedding, funeral, birthday, reunion, doctor's appointment, hair appointment, dentist, tailor, barber, house shopping, filing tax season, work event, work project, work event, housewarming, blah, 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 blah. You realize how you are both just literally living your lives, and that's why you can't seem to find time to just have like lunch together. It's both a good and a bad thing, I guess. And like, and what's worse, you'd be living in the same city and haven't caught up since like 2022. Are we even friends anymore or mutuals with history? Plandemic. That'll be a good name for the friendship app too. That's another good name, right? Adult friendships decline due to work, family, and just general life administration. People relocate for jobs, relationships, opportunities. It's one of those things we go through in life. The trick is to try like prioritize quality over quantity when it comes to spending time together. Listen, adult friendships aren't that hard to start and or maintain. It just requires you reaching out every so often. Your friendships aren't dead. They're just, you know, vibing at their own pace. If your friend hasn't texted you back in weeks, just know they still love you. They're trying to survive capitalism. That's probably what it is. Have a standing date that has no pressure involved. You'd be surprised how often you end up seeing each other because of it. I don't know, insist on a friendship renewal fee, like with a Netflix subscription. You know, pay your dues or get downgraded to an acquaintance. If you miss your friend, just send them a meme. It's the millennial way of saying I love you and I'm thinking of you. As in, mtandao ni nusia kuonana. Anyway, text your bestie. Schedule that lunch date that you'll both cancel last minute. And I'll see you on the next episode. It's been me, the Rizzy F, and the F is for...
Full condition!
You're listening to the podcast. Friends? Omenad Podcast. I should have started this episode with... Ladies and gentlemen, it is me, your host, Lorizzy F. Baby, coming live and direct from this room where I'm alone with no audience once again.